This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
And the message I have is really goes right with the flow of Communion Sunday. Our God is such a good God to us. He has so many beautiful attributes, characteristics about Him that, it's on and on what you can say about the Lord. But today I want to talk about God's mercy to you. Amen. How many are thankful today for the mercy of God? I am. Praise God. I wouldn't be here. How about you? If we didn't have the mercy of God. So that's going to be our subject today. We'll go right into communion with that. But my title is Mercy Promised. God's mercy has been promised to you and me. And I want you to turn with me to Psalm 103. And we're going to read a little bit about God's mercy today. In this little message, little teaching, whatever you want to call it today, I'm going to talk to you about a few things, but in this psalm, we are exhorted to bless the Lord for His mercy, okay? We're to bless the Lord for His mercy. So we're going to see exhortations as we read in Psalm 103 of the mercy of God. We're also going to see how God's mercy is an attribute and is really a characteristic of the Lord. And you know what? It should be of us too. Okay? So, as we read this and study this psalm a little bit today, I want you to have this question in your mind. Am I like this? Okay? Am I like God? All right? The mercy of God, how He will give it to us. But in that fact also, I want you to realize today, is that there's conditions to God's mercy. Anybody catch that today? There's conditions to God's mercy. His mercy is great. We're going to read how it's everlasting. But there's conditions to His mercy. Okay? So keep attention for that today as we study Psalm 103. Let me read you a definition of what mercy is. All right. There's a lot of definitions I can give you today. But mercy is compassion or kindled forbearance shown toward an offender or an enemy. Mercy is pardon. Okay. Mercy is favor today. And mercy is blessing today. Those are just a few definitions of what mercy is. God gives us compassion. God gives us kind forbearance. Especially towards mercy is when you show it towards an offender, as we read here. An enemy. Okay? How many know all of us at one time were an enemy of God or an offender of God? You say, well, why? Because we sinned. Amen? We're sinners. And God forgave us. God had compassion on us. God what? Pardoned us. So that we now have a relationship with Him. So I am really thankful for God's mercy today, and I hope you are too. Amen. We're going to read Psalm 103, verses 8 to 18. Can't read the whole thing. There's so much there. I believe I have ministered on the first part of Psalm 103 before, but I don't think I went into the middle part of it. So today, let's read that, verses 8 to 18. Let's read it all through, and then we'll come back and comment on it today. It says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. I want you to catch that. You're going to hear that a few times. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Hallelujah. Somebody should have said amen. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. There it is again. For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But, thank God for this but here. Amen. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him. Oop, there it is again. And His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His covenants to do them. Hallelujah. His mercy today. Praise God. His mercy. Hallelujah. We're exhorted here to think and thank God about His mercy today. Amen. When you talk about communion, we're going to have in a little while, you got to think about what? God's mercy. Amen. We can have communion today. You know, another definition of mercy is that I don't get what I deserve. Amen. How many know today, because in ourselves we were sinners, we deserve to go to hell today. Amen. But because of what? Mercy, I can go to heaven. Anybody happy about that today? Amen. You better be. Otherwise, I need to shake you and wake you today. Amen. That's the mercy of God. So we see here in the Scriptures, in verse 8, He says He's a merciful, not only merciful God, but He's a gracious God. He's slow to anger. And He's not only have mercy, but He's plenteous in mercy. Amen. So, you know, it's not like God just forgives us one day and then next week He doesn't forgive us anymore. Amen. Because how many know we still make mistakes? I do. How about you? Amen. He's continually merciful and gracious to us, slow to anger. This is the character of God today. Amen. He is plenteous in mercy and loving kindness. Amen. Are we like that today? Remember what I asked you to think about when you read about God. Ask yourself, am I that way, Lord? Am I merciful with people? Lord, am I slow to anger today? Amen. Do I have a lot of mercy, plenteous? Or do I only go so far and I say to people, that's it. I had it with you. Amen. Like Peter, Lord, how many times do you want me to forgive them? 7, right? No. 70 times 7, meaning there is no time frame or limit to our forgiveness. Amen. Boy, God is good. In James 5:11b, you don't have to turn to it. It says, the Lord is full of pity and compassion and tenderness and mercy. Oh, I'm going to read that again. The Lord is full. Somebody say full today. Full of what? Pity and compassion and tenderness and mercy. That's the Amplified Bible today. Amen. He's full. That's the kind of God we serve. Amen. We need to be the same way today, a reflection of the Lord. Verse 9, He says, I will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. The Lord will not always chide, or another word for that is, God is not contending. You know, God doesn't look for a fight. Right? That's not His character today. And His anger, God does get angry. We know that from the Scripture. But it says that His anger is, He doesn't hold a grudge. Okay? That's real important that we see that here today. His anger is, He says He will not keep His anger forever. Or the Amplified Bible says it this way, He doesn't hold grudges. Amen. Do we today? You know, when people do us wrong, do we have a hard time forgiving them? Do we hold a grudge? We shouldn't be that way today, church. Because God's not that way. Amen. We don't hold grudges. We shouldn't hold grudges. Because you know what? God doesn't hold a grudge against me and you today. Amen. Even when next week you might mess up, He won't hold a grudge. Once you get right and say, Lord, I messed up, forgive me, it's over. I wish, you know, we need to be more like that. Amen. This season, this holiday season, is a time for us to talk about mercy and grace, thanksgiving. You know, I want to encourage you with your family. You know, I don't know about your family, but my family's far from perfect. And you know, in the years past, we've had some little feuds that have come amongst in-laws and all that. I would love to see that all healed this Christmas. Amen. I can't make it happen. Only God does. How many know that? But you can do your part. Amen. How many know what I'm talking about? Wouldn't it be beautiful that this holiday season you would be able to make up maybe with people that you have a grudge with? Wouldn't that be a blessing? Amen. That you would forgive the past. Amen. And forget it. All of us have some of that stuff we can deal with. Let's try to be an example to people during this holiday season how God is. God is so merciful. God doesn't hold grudges. Amen. I'm so thankful about that. He says in verse 10, He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Isn't that awesome today? He hasn't dealt with us accordingly, like we should have been dealt with. Amen. That's the mercy. He has not rewarded us according to our iniquities or our sins, right? He's shown us unmerited favor. Amen. He's shown us favor when we don't deserve it. He shows us favor. That's the mercy of God. You know, some of us, we all have different pasts, but some of us were more wild than others. Amen. Some of us were more involved in sin and iniquity and were wild. You know, and you know your background. That's a testimony to God today that you're changed. Amen. You're not the same person you used to be. And that's because God has been good to you. God has not dealt with you after your sin. Amen. We need to remember that with people too. We don't deal with people that way. We need to be forgiving. Don't reward people according to how they are. Because some rewards might not be good today. Amen? You have to be kind and gracious like our Lord is to us. See, everything He is to us today, we need to be with one another. Otherwise, how do we show people Christ today? Amen? We are a reflection of God today. Amen? We are the church of Jesus Christ. You say, who? Me and you. Amen? If they don't see the mercy of God in us, where are they going to see it? Right? Praise God. It's right there for us today. Let's be thankful that He doesn't reward us according to our sin, that He has shown us unmerited. We did not merit the favor that we have today. It's such a blessing. How many see that favor on your life? Amen? You should. Amen. If you're walking with God, God's going to bless you. Amen. I guarantee it. Okay? I see it on my job and everywhere I go, what I do, God is always there. His favor. And people see it. Amen. I have people at work, you know, they always talk about how God is with me. He does things on my job and He, you know, on and on. I don't have to say a word. I just let God do it. Amen. I just try to be faithful. I mean, so many great things He's done for me on my job. I could go on and on. And I'm sure He's done for you. Amen? That's the favor of God, the mercy of God He shows towards us. We're thankful for that. He says, for as high as the heaven, or as high as heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy. Now I want you to see this today. Toward them that what? Fear Him. So, today we know that we have His mercy, but the conditions that we see here, the first one is that we fear Him. Okay? God is to be feared today. Amen. God is to be reverenced today. God is to be revered. However you want to say it, God needs to be worshipped today. So, for the person who worships God and fears God today, amen, the mercy of God is as high as heaven goes. Which is pretty high. Amen? There's no limit to the mercy of God in your life and my life as long as I do what? Fear Him today. Amen. Meaning, I don't just take that for granted today. I respect God. You know, I respect Him so much. I love Him so much that I'm going to do what He tells me to do as best I can. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to fall short. I'm going to make mistakes, but my heart's right. Amen. I'm sincere today. I really want to be a reflection of the Lord because I fear Him. I don't take it for granted that God sent His Son, Jesus, to die just for me. That's why I fear Him today. He's awesome in my life. He's awesome in your life today. We need to fear Him. He says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Wow. That's awesome today. He's removed them. Okay? Now there's scriptures that we read too that we see that God says He's forgotten them. But not only has He forgotten them, here we read God has removed our transgressions from us. He don't even think about them. Why should we? Amen? Sometimes the devil plays with us with that. The devil's real good at mind games with us, and he wants you to think that you're not worthy. How many know what I'm talking about? When you make a mistake, the devil's right there trying to say, see, you blew it. You're no Christian. You need to rebuke him when that happens. Amen? And say, you know what? God's mercy is so great to me that as far as the east is from the west, so that's how far He's removed those transgressions from me. Amen. The mercy of God. God removes them. Your past life doesn't think about it anymore. It's over. Don't you think about it today. Don't let yourself go back to it. Amen? There's nothing to go back to. Only go forward in the Lord. Can I get a witness here? Amen. That's what it is, the goodness of God. Our God is like a father. In verse 13 he says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. Amen? You know what he's talking about here. Fathers, they pity their children. I think even a better word for that is that, you know, a father loves his children. You know, he has pity for them when maybe they make a mistake. He feels bad for them. That's what he's trying to say here. Just like a father is in the natural, that's how the Lord is with us because we're His children today. He really cares for us. He really loves us today. And he doesn't want us to do wrong, okay, or fail today. God is on our side. Amen. How many know that? He's on your side. God wants you to be fruitful and successful. Amen. He really does. So He pities us just like a father does. But it's the one that fears Him again. You notice that. Second time. About fearing. Okay? Fearing. It's important here that we see that in the Scripture. So He pities and He loves those that fear Him. Verse 14 says, for He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. You know, God knows who we are today. And we need to too, amen? That this body is, this frame is very fragile and frail today. Amen? How many stories do you hear about people who are doing so fine and they're well and all of a sudden, you know, someone has a heart attack and you know what? They're gone. That quick. That happened with a brother that we prayed for before, Italian brother. Young. Okay? This body, you know, we're in ourselves, we're frail today. We really are. Amen. One day you could be healthy and vibrant, next day all of a sudden you're sick. Right? Alright? God reminds us here of that. He says, He knows our frame and He knows that we're made from dust. Our body. That's what He's talking about here. Right? But look at, He goes on, He says, He says, as for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. You know, just like the grass in the summer, you know, is nice and green if you've been watering it or God's been watering it with the rain. Amen. It's beautiful, right? But then once the winter comes, it dies. Right? Flowers you plant in springtime, oh, they come out and they blossom, they look beautiful. but then when the cold comes, they die. Right? He says, we're like that today. You know, we're really alive and well one moment, and the next moment could be totally over. Gone. We're frail like that. He makes an example here that man is as grass or man is like a flower. You know, at times it flourishes, and other times it's dying. Okay? In ourselves, we are so dependent on God, more than we even realize, I think, today. Amen? The world doesn't even realize it at all. Hopefully, as the church, we have some inkling, some understanding today that, you know what? I can't go too far without God. I really can't, you know. As you get older, you see this more and more. You understand more and more how precious life is, and without God in your life sustaining you and helping you, you know, we're so frail in ourselves, you know. That's what he's trying to say is here. As long as God is flourishing you, you're going to be beautiful like the grass is or like a flower is. But it can change. It can change so fast. You know, this body is temporal today. The body is temporal. Not the spirit man. Amen? Your spirit is forever. Okay? But your body is temporal here. That's what he's trying to say here. Amen? We need to be aware of that. Okay? Then he goes on in 16. He says, for the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall not know it no more. You know, think about that. If the wind comes and it's real strong and it, you know, there might be a flower there, and the next thing you know, that flower got taken out of the root and it's gone. It's out of its root, it's out of its place, never to go back to where it was again. And that's how it is with people today, when you think about it. You know, all of a sudden, everything seems fine. Next minute, it seems like everything's changed. Okay? That's how life can change so fast. And especially with our body. You know, it's just frail. You know, in itself, it's life is brief when you think about it today. You know? It really is. Life is, because we're mortal. We're mortals. Our bodies, we're mortals. You know, God is immortal. Our spirit man is immortal today, but our bodies are mortal. You know, in the beginning, God planned it that we were to live forever, but you know that didn't work. You could, you know, when you get to heaven, maybe you could talk to Adam and Eve about that. You know, say, what happened? Why did you mess up? No. Look what we had to go through because of you. No. We all mess up. But it's the truth, though. That's where it started. Amen? It was all perfect at one time. In the Garden of Eden, it was perfect. God never meant for us to ever die. Think about that. But, you know, it didn't go that way. So we need to realize how our life can be brief because we are mortal, and we could be like that flower, taken out of its root and just blown away, never to go back to its place again. Ecclesiastes 3:20b, you don't have to go there, I'll read it to you. It says, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. That's a pretty eye-awakening scripture. Let me read it again. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. You know, from dust we came, and to dust we'll return. That's just to bring out what? Our mortality. You know, this flesh is not going to last forever. Amen? I wish that was different, but that's the way it is today. We need to understand that. Amen? That's how it is. He says in verse 17, but, okay, I'm so thankful for the but here. After he lets us know how we are on God today, he says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that, here it is, the third time, that what? Fear Him and His righteousness unto children's children. See, regardless of our frailty today, our mortality today, how we're mortals, you know, it's all right because God's mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Okay? Okay? It will always be there for the one who fears Him, though. Three times we read it in a few verses here today. How important it is to fear Him. And you know what? Even if we go on to be with the Lord before He comes back, He says, my mercy is going to extend and my righteousness is going to extend even to your children. Amen? That's how vast, how wide, how great God's mercy is to you and me today. Amen? It extends to other generations. Okay? That's how great God's mercy is for us today. It's a blessing. Amen. I want to turn to one other scripture here for a moment. Turn with me to Deuteronomy 10. We're going to read two scriptures there. Deuteronomy chapter 10. We're going to read just two verses. In verses 12 and 13 of Deuteronomy 10, we see some of this again, but it goes a little bit further, but it starts with one point, and it goes on. He says, and now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? Look at what we read here. He says, but to fear the Lord thy God. Do you notice, number one, when He spoke to Israel, He speaks to us today, He says, what do I require of you, my people? Is that first you fear me. Because if you fear me, look what else you're going to do. He says, then you're going to walk in all His ways. Amen. How many know if you don't fear God, you're not going to walk in His ways. Amen. If you fear God, then you're going to what? You're going to love Him. Amen. And you're going to what? Serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Amen. If you fear God, all these other things are going to happen automatically today. Amen. Because you fear Him. And it goes further. Verse 13, he says, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Did you catch that? So, if we fear Him, we're going to do all these things. We're going to keep His commandments. We're going to keep His statutes. I know we're not perfect. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect, but your heart's going to be perfect. You want to be sincere and genuine. But God says, you do this, I command you to do this for your own good. For your good. Amen? Because if you follow my plan and you follow my will, it'll be good for you today. Amen? You're going to prosper. Your life will be longer. Amen? If you do what God says, naturally, literally, your life could be longer. We read that in Proverbs that He'll extend your days and extend your years if you live a life that's pleasing to God. Amen? Praise God. It's true. You know, my mom's here today. It's a blessing. She's 85. Amen? And she's still going on, right? It's a blessing. That's long life today. My dad was 85 when he passed, all right? He would have been 86 now. So, or no, 80, well, yeah, going to be going 87, yeah. So you lose track, praise God, amen. But you know what I'm talking about. That's long life, you know. There's others here. You know what I'm talking about. Long life, good health, amen. I look at my mom, for the most part, my dad, up until his last few years, they had healthy lives. Healthy lives, okay? Almost never went to the hospital until the latter part of their years, okay? My dad had never gone into the hospital until the last few years when everything seemed to happen. Same thing with my mom. You know, just till the last few years that she ever had to go into a hospital or anything like that, all right? So God says, this is for your good that you do what I call you to do, amen? This is what I want you to do, praise God. Let's wrap up in Psalms here. Go back to 103. In the last verse here it says, in verse 18, the mercy again of the Lord is for those that keep His covenant. Amen. We need to be covenant people with God. To those that remember His commandments to do them. There it is again. We read it in Deuteronomy. We're reading it in Psalms again. He says, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting to those who fear Him and to those who what? Are going to keep His covenant. This is God's covenant today. Amen? How many know that? This is His plan. This is His agreement that we need to follow. His word, His commandments, His statutes are all here. We need to be people that are covenant keepers today. Amen. If we are, you know what? God's mercy will be there for us every day of our lives. Doesn't mean things aren't going to happen. Things might not go wrong. But God's mercy will always be there. God's mercy will help you get through it. Okay? I'd rather have God's mercy than not have it. How about you today? I'd rather have God's grace than not have it today. Because on my own, I can only do so much. Okay? I have only so much strength. Amen. I have only so much I can do because I'm human. Amen. That's what we're talking about here today. Praise God. So, today, the mercy of God is awesome. Praise God. It's for us. Amen. It's beautiful. As I asked you to think about it earlier, I hope this resided in your heart and in your mind. Am I like this? Am I like God in this respect? You know, probably all of us need to do better. Amen. Show the mercy of God to others. Be kind. All right. Go the extra mile with people. That's what our world's missing today. Amen. As people seem to be in their own world and you know, but that's just the way it is. That's society. That's the world. That's why we're not a part of, we're in the world, but we're not a part of this world. Amen? We don't live like the world lives. Okay? It's a crazy type of living that people have, you know. It's like everybody fights for what they gotta get. You know, and if you're in their way, they'll push you out. You know, it's a dog-eat-dog-eat world that's out there. But that's never how God intended it to be. God wants us to be loving and kind and merciful to one another because that's how He is today. So I pray this has prepared your heart as we get ready to have communion.